Anthony Fauci, at this point, how could he have any credibility? It went from you're healthy, you don't need a mask, to yes, you do need a mask, to you better use two masks, to the fights that he's had with Rand Paul in the United States Senate as he was testifying, and Rand Paul shredded him. And then it was, if you get the vaccine, you can take the mask off. And now it's, no, you can't take the mask off. Put it back on. It's a remarkable plunge in credibility. Dr. Roger Klein here. He is a doctor, obviously, and a health expert. Doctor, good to have you back. Glad to see you again. But Anthony Fauci, does he have any credibility left for the public? I mean, some people still, for some reason, think that whatever he says is gospel. But I think for most Americans, that was lost long ago. What do you think?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. So I think, you know, it depends. Among some sectors, I agree with you. Some sectors actually do still believe firmly in Dr. Fauci. And I think he's best viewed as a political figure. And I think he thrust himself in a political role. And, of course, that puts one in a position where you're going to have a lot of people who are scrutinizing what you say and will pick up on the inconsistencies, and those inconsistencies are often derived from the political environment in which you're functioning. There's obviously now a lot of people who don't trust Dr. Fauci and who don't really pay much heed to what he says. What I'm concerned about and what I think is problematic is that this is going to reflect more broadly on the overall scientific enterprise and particularly government scientists. And, you know, it's going to cause people to have less confidence generally in what people say who work for the government in scientific capacity.
Well, and I agree with you there, Doctor, because, look, when the pandemic started, none of us knew quite what to think, right? None of us did. We saw what was going on in Italy and Spain, and the pictures were terrible, and we saw hospitals stacked with patients, and we've been through this terrible year and a half. And there's no question the pandemic is real. This virus is dangerous to some, deadly to some, but to the large majority of people, it is not so. So when you continue to cry wolf in a way and continue to blow the trumpet that there's this emergency, trying to keep us in this perpetual state of fear and shock and all of this, it just wears people out. I mean, livelihoods have been destroyed, businesses destroyed, marriages lost, addictions elevated, the death from overdoses out of control, suicides out of control. There is a real price that has been paid here far beyond the direct result of the pandemic from governance, right or wrong.
Agree. And I think that if I could sum up what my criticism in one statement, it would be that I feel Dr. Fauci helped create and encourage a climate of panic, which I think he fundamentally understood that he was. And in fact, there's evidence for that because he spoke differently in different capacities. But I think he understood what the individual risk for most people was from this virus early on, and yet he helped instill this sense of fear and panic. And whatever aims he was trying to achieve, I think it was highly counterproductive. And certainly, you know, advocating for these lockdowns, which I think we all recognize now were abject failures, I think just add.
Well, the lockdown certainly didn't work. The lockdown certainly didn't work. But now they're coming back with the mask mandates. And I have to ask you, as a health professional, did the mask help mitigate the spread of this disease or not? It doesn't appear that they had much efficacy at all, because in many places during the height of outbreaks or cases, if you will, surges in the number of cases, mask usage was north of 90% in most of those places. And yet the virus did what apparently viruses do. It spread, right or wrong.
Correct. And so Dr. Fauci, when he originally recommended that people didn't need to wear masks, was really stating what I think everybody believed with respect to face coverings and by the public and its likely impact on the spread of respiratory viruses. Nothing's changed here, and I think that's still the truth. We don't have good data or evidence that people having the general public cover their faces is going to help stop the spread of this disease. And you know, if it had an impact, it's likely to have been small. The the worst or the most illogical part of this is coming to a head now, because they're saying, well, okay, it's a rare person who's vaccinated who's going to have get infected with the Delta virus, and they're going to have enough Delta virus to potentially spread it, a rare person. Yet they're going to say everybody ought to wear a mask in those capacities. And there's really no justification for that. If it's a rare event, how is a general mask, public mask mandate, how likely is that to really stop and any sort of spread? And why should we even be doing it if people can get vaccinated and they're protected against serious illness?
Are they?
Why do we need to have everybody wear a face covering because of people who choose not to get vaccinated?
Well, Doctor, here's a question that millions of people are asking right now. Are the vaccines what we have been promised that they are? Because we're seeing literally tens of thousands of what they call breakthrough infections now. Now, I don't know what the percentage is, but we know that tens of thousands of Americans are getting breakthrough infections. Lindsey Graham putting a very public face on it, the U.S. Senator from South Carolina, now with COVID, even though he was fully vaccinated at the end of December. And it raises a lot of questions for people. Do these vaccines do as they're supposed to do, or do they not?
If they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They prevent serious infection. They virtually eliminate it. And even in the clinical trials, it wasn't infections so much as, you know, they prevented most infections for the time period. But it was really the serious infections that they present. And almost everybody who's getting hospitalized today is unvaccinated. And even then, the people aren't dying because the population is skewed. Most of the older people, 90% of people 65 and up have had at least one shot. And most of the old people ran out of it because they knew they were at risk. And so they definitely work. There's no question they work. They work extremely well, much better than anybody had anticipated.
Well, and that is good news. Of course, it's a hot button issue, isn't it? A lot of people would say that you're wrong about that. I'm not one of them. I'm just here to ask questions. But there are a lot of people that, you know, this is a hotly debated topic on social media and in public all over this country. What do you think? Should people continue to get vaccinated? Now we've broken 70% apparently. What would you say to younger people? And how young would you go? This is an important question. How young would you go? Because it only goes down to, what, 12 now? Some people want to put the vaccine into young children. Would you agree with that? Or would you say the kids aren't really at risk?
I don't think it's necessary on a personal basis for children because they're at very low risk from COVID, and there is potentially a risk from the vaccine. I probably under 30, I don't feel that strongly about it, but I think once you start to get over 30, I would pretty much, you know, I would advise people to get it. But in my view, it's people's right to choose. The older and sicker you are, the more at risk you are. For most people, this is likely to be a flu-like illness. It's not likely to be serious, but we never know for sure. And there is a mild risk from the vaccine. It's very rare as well, but there may be adverse events, you know, myocarditis. We're talking about other, this is an inflammation.
But that answered my question,
Doctor.
These are very rare. Yeah, I got to leave it right there because we're up against it, but I greatly appreciate it. Dr. Roger Klein, always appreciate your input. I'm sure it'll generate plenty of feedback and information. We'll talk to you again soon.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.